Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Another quick rant of truth with me, Tyson Hartley. So, just browsing through things as I tend to do. I don't really like to just take what the ether is puking at me, because to me it's just a lesser version of the COVID, everything COVID all the time, just a lesser version. If 1,000 different places are trying to tell me about a certain story, I don't necessarily want to dig into that story. And that can mean that I go on the far end of that and not up to speed on some stuff up to the moment. But I do think it kind of is helpful in that I'll go digest that when I digest it. I don't have to make a decision today on that stuff. I'll digest it when it comes naturally, and it's a little bit of my independent streak. You're not going to tell me what to think. So today I'm digesting some things, saving them to Pocket, which is a great app. I say that every time, and just looking through them as a group. One of the things I see is the idea of the Governor Whitmer, you know, the tyrant governor who never has a state governor so quickly and gleefully abandon the traditions and the letter of the law of her state and national constitution in order to be a tyrant as this Governor Whitmer. And so people were justifiably upset at her. But then in whatever it was, October of 2020, something like that, they stopped a plot to kidnap her. And whenever I see that, and this is what we're going to make the subject, we'll do a particular specifics and case study of why I know this to be true. I am always like, yeah, maybe you did, or maybe you're just lying through your teeth because you have a great record, FBI, of basically inserting either undercover agents or informants that do almost all of the action of the alleged plot that you then stop. So yeah, maybe, but without details, it doesn't mean anything to me. And of course, this informed, and I think it was latter October, the potential reaction to what happened on January 6th, where if cooler heads prevail, they say, now hold on, people from all sides of the political spectrum, as far as news organizations and websites, have, it's kind of like the bad voting machines. Over the years, all sides have said, yep, this is true, bad voting machines. But any given moment, it's not kosher for one side or another. It's kosher for one side or another in any given time to be dismissive. And so the same idea for these, it's like, oh, now it's kosher to be dismissive of it. Wait, your very sites were talking about the problem during the post 9/11 years, as well they should, where the FBI agents are a very big part of any plot they supposedly stop. And I don't just mean as observers, I mean as participants. So knowing that, whenever I see something about a plot stopped, I'm like, yeah, maybe they stopped it. Or maybe they mostly started it and then stopped it. And it was never going to be anything because it was always just a plan to catch anybody. So there was never any real plot and never any real devices or any real thing going on. So as an example for that, I'm going to go into one that happened here that I knew from about 6 years ago. Was immediately suspicious of because of other things I knew. And then it turned out being true. So we're going to go into the details of that. This is a perfect example. But before that, I will also say that on August 17 of 2017, as far as the depths they would go, there was a kid, or maybe it was a young adult, in Oklahoma who was diagnosed with schizophrenia and not having a lot of capability. And the FBI still pursued this person to frame, because that's basically what all these are, is a frame. Yeah, the person has to do some action themselves, but the entire context around that alleged, you know, action to forward the plot, the one action, the entire context and all the equipment can be made up by the FBI agent. So a Jerry Drake Varnell was diagnosed schizophrenic, is accused of attempting to bomb a bank. And it turns out that the FBI knew perfectly well that they're going getting a schizophrenic to frame. So the one that I want to talk about is something that happened in Kansas, and that's why I knew about it, because that's where I am. And it was around a kid who was local, fairly local, named John Booker, age 20. And he was accused of a plot to bomb Fort Riley, which is an army base, you know, about a third of the way from the Missouri. Yeah, maybe Kansas is pretty wide, probably only about a quarter or a fifth of the way from Missouri to Colorado. So about a third or a quarter of the way into Missouri as you leave Kansas City, Missouri. So I'm going to read from a particular story that's got a lot of detail to it and quotes a lot of things, but you can find this in any number of places. This is Tech Dirt from 4/10/2015. FBI breaks up another of its own ISIS plots where it supplied most of the planning. So in this case, as I said, it's a John Booker Jr., I believe. John T. Booker Jr. was only 20 when he was arrested back in 2015. And so what happens initially is this John Booker is not exactly the sharpest tool in the shed. So what John Booker does is initially say on Facebook, hey, I'm going to go into basic training and there I will gleefully die for jihad. So you can imagine that caught some attention and was stopped. And after that, well, he didn't have much going. So let's read from some of the FBI description of the arrest. It says John T. Booker Jr., 20, of Topeka, Kansas, was charged in a criminal complaint unsealed today with one count of attempting to use a weapon of mass destruction. Hey, by the way, it wasn't, because it was not a weapon of mass destruction. So isn't that an interesting legal way of doing those things? No. Did he attempt to use it if it wasn't one? Should not it be a lesser charge if it wasn't really a weapon of mass destruction? Interesting to consider, because it wasn't. It's not that the FBI caught him. We're kind of monitoring, and holy crap, he's got an actual WMD. And then they fly in at the last minute to stop it. No, it was not one. One count of attempting to damage property by means of an explosive, one count of attempting to provide material support to ISIL, and also, well, it says he was arrested near Manhattan, which is near Fort Riley, as he completed his final preparations to detonate a vehicle bomb targeting U.S. Military personnel. It was not a vehicle bomb because it was not a bomb. So the article goes into how this has happened a lot. And then they go into how he did kind of try to do something in a way, but not really, not in any real way. He just thought he'd get into a situation where he might be able to do it. And this is where, as I said, on Facebook, after he was supposed to be scheduled to report for basic training in April of 14, he says in the previous 3 weeks that he basically lays it out on Facebook just to let you know that this is clearly a not a criminal genius. I will soon be leaving you forever. Say goodbye. So goodbye. I'm going to wage jihad and hopes that I die. And then 4 days later, getting ready to be killed in jihad is a huge adrenaline rush. I am so nervous, not because I'm scared to die, but I am eager to meet my Lord. So you can imagine someone might have reported him, and then the FBI is like, oh, so 5 days later, like, So, John, let's talk about this. And so Booker says, yeah, my plan is I'm going to go into the Army, and I'm either going to go overseas, and if I have a chance to kill a Muslim, I'm going to turn around and kill my superior, or I'll do an insider attack at like Fort Hood or something on soldiers. So that's my plan. So the FBI is like, well, guess you can't join the Army. Okay, so therefore his plans did not go anywhere, because he didn't really have any material progress towards, except that he'd hoped that he'd get into a place eventually once he was enlisted. But would he have shut his mouth long enough? That'd be interesting. So rather than just kind of watch him, or do something with them, they send an FBI informant. And this is rather than March, in October. So, you know, 7 months later, almost a full 7 months. So on or before October 8th, 2014, he's been engaging with an individual who is an FBI confidential human source. And so the confidential human source has a face-to-face conversation, is engaged on Facebook and otherwise. And, you know, Booker is told the confidential human source that, oh, yeah, yeah, no, I've been in jihad. Yeah, 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 that's it. I've been in jihad. I was captured by the FBI. Yeah, yeah, because I was with Al-Qaeda. And, yeah, I joined the United States Army. Well, I mean, it didn't exactly finish joining the U.S. Army. But, yeah, yeah, I was going to go in there, kill a soldier, whatever. So then he says that he had heard about Americans joining ISIL and that he wanted to join, but he didn't know anyone who could help him do so. Hey, you know why? He's in Topeka, Kansas. That's why he doesn't know anyone who could help him do so. You know why else he may not know anyone? Because he hasn't really tried. He hasn't really tried to progress this plan since it was foiled so completely by them just saying, I guess you can't go into the army. So here we are. We have him admitting, I don't have any capabilities. I don't know how to join ISIS or whatever. I've not done anything, but I got a big history. So that same day, don't worry. As Tech Dirt says, the FBI informant is there to help. The informant says, don't worry, I got a cousin, also a confidential human source, CHS2, we'll call him. They call him that. I should say the FBI call him that. And he can get people overseas if you want to do it. And he goes, oh, sure, yeah, anything you think is good, I'll follow you. So now we have a plot which two of the three plotters are FBI informants, and the other guy doesn't really know what he's doing in any way, shape, or form outside of, yeah, it'd be pretty cool if I could be put in the exact spot. You know what I'd like to do? If someone, if I could be in the room with any particular Hollywood starlet of my liking, then Rachel McAdams, I've got intentions. If someone can just get me in that room, I've got intentions, and they're not terroristic. Do I have any way of getting in a room with Rachel McAdams in real life? Do I find myself in any way, shape, or form ever really planning that out? No, because I'm lazy, and I don't live anywhere near Rachel McAdams, and I don't care that much. It just sounds like something that would be a great thing to care about a lot and would be awesome if it happened. So that's what this guy is thinking. We don't know that he's any closer to that. It would be awesome if it happened. Yeah. And so he's like, oh, well, yeah, I know someone. Oh, okay. Well, so then he gets introduced. We're talking 5 months later, October to March. So I guess that might be a full 6 months later. 10 to 3. Yeah, so 5 months later. And so the confidential informant one introduces Booker to confidential informant two. And he goes, oh, yeah, yeah. I'm a sheik, and I've got plans. And so the plan is that they would just basically do everything that Booker needed. They'd give him the equipment needed to build explosives, and that then, he'd help them do it. And so in the meantime, they say, hey, you might want to rent a storage space. Well, they don't even really say that. At first they go, he's like, yeah, I can't store anything at my house because I live with my cousin. And they say, oh, well, maybe you want to rent a storage locker. So he rents a storage locker. And then they meet again later in March 2015. And the informant one tells Booker that he'd been selected to accompany Booker on a suicide mission. And so then Booker is provided a list of supplies that they needed to purchase in order to build the bomb. So again, another, would he have done this? We have no sense to know. And in fact, in this case, he did not do it. And he needed a list. He didn't, no one said, hey, could you investigate and tell me if you can find a list of supplies in order to build the bomb? They said, here's the list. So again, we don't even know that he would have even done the research, all right? Here's your list. And then not only that, he doesn't even build the alleged bomb. He doesn't build it. And he doesn't know where he's going to use it. He doesn't know what the plan is. And so they give him a map of where he's to set it off. And so I guess he used a storage unit, but I don't know that he picked it up. I am not sure. But a large amount of inert explosives, it was going to be like maybe a fertilizer bomb, was used for what was to build their vehicle-borne improvised explosive device, V-BIED or V-BIED, V-B-I-E-D, however you might pronounce that, V-BIED, pursuant to Booker's plan. But it's not his plan. That's the funny thing. It's not his plan. It's their plan. So Booker understood that the two other guys would build it. And the other guy would deliver it. Booker doesn't build it. He doesn't have a list to build it. When given the supplies, he doesn't help building it. Because that might mean he might go, oh man, this is two real dogs. And why would we want that? We'll, quote, build it ourselves and we don't have to worry about him. We've got a lot invested in this. Let's just finish it. We'll have the allegedly completed device for him. So Booker understood that they would build the device and that they would eventually deliver it. And then Booker would supposedly detonate it in a suicide attack. So they give him a map of the area. Now, so I don't know how to do it. I don't know where to do it. I don't know what the plan is. And so that morning, one of the FBI informants has to further brief Booker because he doesn't know anything. So he drove near the base and Booker didn't even drive on his own. Of course, it was Booker and the one guy, the first fellow. And then they drove near the base where they met the second fellow, the Sheik, and the van, which supposedly had the V-bead in it, right? And so he explained the function, the second guy did, and demonstrated allegedly how to arm the device and told him, yeah, use this utility gate. People won't know. And then you're going to go in there and kill as many as possible. So while Booker was making final connections to arm the inert V-bid at the gate, he was taken into custody. So yeah, oh my gosh, he almost armed the fake bomb. So there we are. There's a perfect case study of that. And let me see if there's anything else here I want to say real quick. Yeah, I mean, basically, that's right. It's many previous stories of the FBI stopping its own plots in which the individual they arrest tend to be hapless individuals with no ability to carry out any sort of terrorist attack on their own until the FBI shows up and provides them with the fake tools to do so. And again, guys, remember, this would have been a conspiracy of one without those other folks. It isn't that there were a set of three and then an informant came in, was an active part of that, or two came out and came in and a set of four and really got them going. It was the one dude. Just, we don't even know that he was being particularly active in between when he stupidly said his stuff on Facebook and then when his vast plot was spoiled to not join the army. So let's look then to what happened with him afterwards. So that was in April of 15. And then we have another article, and it would be about 2 years later, a year after that. And of course, he was sentenced to 30 years. And I want to look at some of the language here. You know, now knowing the background, as my man David Icke says, the Injustice Department. So this is a website. The website is justice.gov. So you can just change that to injustice.gov. So here we go. He was sentenced today to 30 years in prison for attempting to detonate a vehicle bomb. No, he wasn't. There was no vehicle bomb on the Fort Riley military base. See the power of that language? You need to say something lesser, because he was not attempting to detonate a vehicle bomb. There has to be a point between A and B that just simply describes as the charge going along with a plot with a, I don't know what it would be, but it is not detonating a vehicle bomb. So it says on February 3rd, 16, Booker pleaded guilty to one count of attempted use of a weapon of mass destruction. Wrong. It was not a weapon of mass destruction. Okay? And one count of attempted destruction of government property by fire or explosion. Well, I suppose he can attempt to destroy it, but he wasn't even in the gate yet. And I guess if the intent, you know, it's like if I think that I can break a wall with an apple, you know, because I think it's a hand grenade, but it's an apple, I guess that's my attempted destruction, but I didn't even throw the apple yet. I was just picking up the apple. But anyway, we've got special agent in charge, Darren E. Jones. Everybody's clapping themselves, patting themselves on the back. Here we go. With this sentence, John Booker is being held accountable for his plan. It wasn't his plan. It wasn't his plan. Okay, don't lie. Stop lying. Stop lying. It was not his plan. All right? Accountable for his part in the NA plan. At least you can say part. His part in a plan, in an alleged plan. Okay, so it's all lies, because they do it for more funding, and therefore whenever they have a chance, a crack at the language, they try to be as deceitful as possible. It's being accountable so that most people think, wow, that's, wow, John Booker did that? I knew that kid. He planned to kill U.S. No, he didn't. He didn't plan. And there was no possible way he was going to kill him, because he didn't even have anything that actually worked. Nonetheless, his plan to kill U.S. military personnel on American soil in the name of ISIS, the acting Assistant Attorney General Buente said. The National Security Division's highest priority is countering terrorist threats. What terrorist threat? You didn't counter it. It didn't exist until you jumped in. And protecting American lives by bringing to justice those who plot to attack us. I want to thank the many agents, analysts, and prosecutors who made this result possible. Violent extremism is a threat to America and all its people, Acting U.S. Attorney Beal said. Our goal is to prevent violent extremists and their supporters from inspiring, financing, and I stopped right there. And their supporters from inspiring financing. Does that mean you're going to prevent FBI informants from now on? Our goal is to prevent violent extremists and their supporters from inspiring, financing, or carrying out acts of violence. Well, you went in there and you prodded him, which is inspiring. You financed him because he didn't buy any of that crap. He was a broke dick dude living with his cousin in freaking Topeka, Kansas. So are you going to prevent that from now on? Our goal is to prevent violent extremists and their supporters from inspiring, financing, or carrying out acts of violence. Liars. The investigation leading to today's sentencing illustrates the FBI's commitment to disrupting acts of terrorism. Does it really? Does it really? Special Agent in Charge Jones, liar. Listen, they're not liars on the level of the CIA. They really do good work. The CIA should be dismantled. John F. Kennedy is right. Their profession, their intended mission is to lie. Quote, if Mr. Booker had been successful in detonating a car bomb, the results could have been dozens, if not hundreds, of casualties. If I was 6'7" and a lean 235, the results could be that I have babes hanging on my arm no matter where I go. Guess what? I'm not. Okay, if the moon was made of cheese, the results could be that the pizza business would be really interested in going to the moon. Guess what? It's not. Stop speaking in fantasy language. If Mr. Booker had been successful in detonating, don't you mean if he had ever been successful in coming up with a plan on his own and then buying stuff on his own and then driving to the alleged situation on his own and then actually doing it? The results could have been dozens, if not hundreds, of casualties. Because there was no real bomb, jackass, you liar. We're never going to get back to being a truly moral country, a truly good country, if our very law enforcement gets to lie through its teeth just because they want to give the perception that helps their funding. And I'm going to leave it at this, too. I know that John Booker isn't a great kid, but honestly, he's just a kid. What you should have done is monitor him. And when and only if you saw him actually taking true steps, not just spirit of things, not just, okay, we can get this guy. We can make money and a name for ourselves and a press release and a guilty plea off of this guy. You see this little vulnerable person based on political speech who otherwise would have just lived his life, most likely been a little bit pissed like I am, but never wanted to troop. I mean, he said stuff I would never say. Don't get me wrong, but that doesn't mean he would have followed up on any of that stuff. It just means he would have been disgruntled, and he may have turned around once he got a decent job. So it's amazing. But for me, that's part of it. It's that these people are victims in that if your worst case little plans that you're excited about because the bad thing about all this is that in many cases, it's because someone believes other people are doing wrong and they're not incorrect. But just because they have this strong opinion that they don't really intend to act upon at all. This sense of alleged justice, they get framed and end up in prison for the rest of their life when they wouldn't have done a thing without the framing. And again, let's go back to the end of this wording. He admitted he intended to kill American soldiers and to assist. So halfway down this press release, they get a little bit more honest. His plan, it's not his plan, called for constructing a bomb containing 1,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate. Why don't they have to be truthful to say that he went along with a plan and have to thank the FBI and the unnamed informants? And then it said, so this is where you get the little, you always have to read for nuggets because they may not have even come to this. Had you not read further, had I not told you the other thing, these would be the nuggets. He intended? Why are they being intended here? Now, in this case, it could mean because it was the final act and he got stopped. But they used intended in other situations. And in this case, it just as much means it's about his intent, not the fact that he couldn't actually do it. So you always have to look at that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was a little long, but I think I'll still call it a quick rant of truth as opposed to a scales of truth. Let's see how long that baby went. Yeah, so go ahead and catch me on Chemology 411. And, you know, I here and there add these, and sometimes I do it in a little bit of a flurry. But please post and share. And honestly, I'll tell you, my dream is always just to get into regular, do this professionally. So if you know anybody and want a good talk radio host, I'm your dude. I've got history in radio for sure, and obviously a lot of history in speaking publicly, and a background where I would do that, and it truly would be my dream. I guess that's kind of a weird way, but truly, it's like if you think that I'm decent at this, or just as good, not only in delivery, but the type of things I'll cover, then yeah, throw me a bone. All right, thanks for listening, ladies and gentlemen.